The Quaker Dome legislation is approved. Good morning, I'm Michelle Spring with your WTUZ News. Monday night's New Philadelphia City Council meeting saw the approval of legislation in regards to the Quaker Dome's zoning. The decision comes in wake of New Philadelphia City Schools' desire to use the complex as a preschool. Council approved the rezoning of the 15 parcels around the Quaker Dome to a business zone from an industrial zone. Service Director Ron McAbeer explains that a preschool, like the one proposed by the school, will now be permitted in the 15-parcel area with help from the second piece of legislation approved by Council on Monday.
Another companion piece of legislation that allowed schools to be a conditional use in that zone. So it moves us forward with them being okay to be down in that zone. And
the conditional ordinance allows educational institutions to be established within business districts as long as they follow the correct guidelines. The Board of Education approved the renovations not to exceed $835,000 on the Quaker Dome back in February. The organizers for the annual Cleveland Clinic Union Hospital Run for Home are asking for help from local residents. The yearly event, entering its 12th year, is put on to raise money for Habitat for Humanity, East Central Ohio. Race Director and Immaculate Conception Principal Matt Ritzert says the event requires plenty of help from volunteers to keep things running smoothly.
We have volunteers at the finish line, passing out awards and medals, volunteers checking in participants, serving food and refreshments after the race. So there's quite an assortment of areas where folks can help out. Whether it's just for an hour or for both days.
The event features a 10K race, a 1-mile fun run, and kids run, along with a health and fitness expo on Saturday, April 6th. Sunday will also have a half marathon, a 3-person team relay, and a timed 5-mile walk. Ritzert says residents should sign up as soon as they can.
If you're interested in participating, now would be a good time to get registered. Some of the registration prices will be going up a little bit on March 16th, so we encourage people to sign up as early as possible.
The Run for Home has raised over $200,000 over the first 11 years of its existence. A pair of meetings, one on March 23rd at 10 a.m. and the other on March 25th at 6 p.m., will offer sign-ups for volunteers. A sign-up is also available online at runforhome.org. And in your state news, authorities say a small plane has crashed into a house in a suburban Cincinnati community, killing the pilot. Emergency crews say no one was in the home at the time of the crash, and first responders were able to get two dogs inside out safely. Authorities weren't certain if anybody besides the pilot was in the twin-engine Piper Navajo. Madera's Fire Chief Steve Ashbrook says the plane crashed into a family room at the back of a home, then went nose-first into the backyard. And in sports, the Cleveland Browns have agreed to a trade with the New York Giants to acquire Odell Beckham Jr. The Giants will receive the Browns' first-round pick in 2019, their second third-round pick this year, and safety Jabril Peppers for Beckham. In high school basketball, the Highland Hawks defeated Dawson Bryant 70-39 yesterday. Highland plays Friday at 7 versus Glenwood, New Boston, for a trip to the state Final Four. Tonight, the New Philadelphia Quakers take on Zane Trace at 8 o'clock. Pre-game is at 7:30 with Big Z Sports right here on 99.9 and always streaming online at WTUZ.com. Your news this morning is brought to you by First Federal. A look at your Z Country forecast is coming up next.
Hi, this is Scott Fennell. At First Federal Community Bank, we take pride in providing excellent service and building lasting relationships. We contribute positively to our communities, one person at a time. Our employees serve as leaders and volunteers in more than 60 local organizations each year. First Federal Community Bank, where we believe in being the change you want to see. Check out our Be the Change campaign on our Facebook page and on our website at FirstFed.com. Trust, integrity, service. First Federal Community Bank. Member FDIC.
Warmer today with a mostly cloudy sky, a high of 57 degrees. There could be a passing sprinkle today, especially into this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low 47. A passing rain shower during the day on Thursday with a cloudy sky, high temperature in the upper 60s. As we head into Thursday night, showers are likely, slight chance for thunder. Low temperatures near 50. Friday, partly sunny to cloudy, windy, highs in the middle 50s and turning colder into Saturday. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exline.
To stay up to date with local news, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, or WTUZ.com. For WTUZ News, I'm Michelle Spring.